In many ways, this is the hardest 10-minute chassidus that I've ever done, I could recall doing. I want to try to share with you something that's hard to put into words and something that's hard for many people who haven't experienced this to internalize. Many of you know, if you are listening to this in real time, of course, all of you know that here in Artzeinu HaKadosha, the best way I could describe it for myself is a mixture of a tremendous amount of pachad, as well as a tremendous sense of avas Hashem. And what I want to try to do is share with you, I guess the Baal Shem Tov would be happy if we would start with the hargosha of facing our enemies, an experience in nature, and then maybe bring out this yisod in chassidus. I mentioned in a previous Sichas Moser that of all the sirens that we've experienced, and we haven't experienced a lot compared to what our brethren in the south, but living in Ramat Beit Shemesh, I actually had one very striking experience. It's an experience that many, many Israelis have, but for me, if I could describe it to you, it was one of the most spiritual experiences that I had in my life. I guess the emotion was built up because we were excited. My wife was returning from the States. I was driving with my three children, three out of my four children, the airport to pick her up. My wife said literally as she was walking out of the terminal to the street to wait for us to pick her up, we were, I would say, about 3 minutes behind arriving at the exact same time. We were already on the airport road getting off from Highway 1, and the siren began. Now, all the other times I've been in the siren, I've been in a building, go into a secure room, and wait for the time to pass. I didn't really feel any tension, except for the time that it was 2 in the morning, where I had to get the children up and rush them into the room. But this time it was different. We were on the road. I'm driving with my three children, and the siren is on. I listened to what the protocol is. The protocol is actually to get out of your car and stand against an area that's protective. And unfortunately, if there is no area protective, to do something that is quite uncomfortable. You're in an open area. The only thing to do is that you can lay down and cover your head, which my children have been taught in school. That in itself, to me, is very disconcerting. The notion of seeing one's children laying down and protecting their heads. I drove another 20 seconds because we were actually in a really open area, and I looked for a barricade. And Baruch Hashem, like on the side of a highway, you sometimes have that cement divider, and I pulled over a cement divider, calmly getting out with the children, and we huddled against that cement divider as the siren roared. Stop right there, the emotions of standing next to, crouching with one's children, exposed, unprotected. I would describe that as a real, real yira, a real, real pachad. And the next moment, a few moments later, I heard right above our heads a massive pop, even a low-level bang. It wasn't clear for me where it came from, and sure enough, a fellow on his cell phone turns and points right above us, behind us. It must have been 400, 500 feet in the air. There were two trails of smoke. Many of you probably have seen it on the internet. And the emotion of, my goodness, this was right over our heads. I mentioned in the past that it feels to me, the emotion then was no different than Klal Yisrael, as described in the Medrash, that the Hanani HaKavod caught the arrows. And the emotion that went on is something that is captured beautifully in a quote from the Baal Shem Tov, in the Sefer of Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Ekev Os Yutes, where the Sefer Ben Paras Yosef quotes from Marana Baal Shem Tov, Schusa Yogan Aleinu. Shamati mi mari, ki kol yira chitzaynes haba ba'olam bichlal o bifrat odam echad. When there is a fear
that comes from the outside. And there's no greater fear from the outside than a missile that is headed in your direction. Yeda ha'adam v'yisbainen shuhu yada yisbarach shemoy pshuta l'kabel shavim. That a person should realize that the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is open, and to accept and return those people who have done good things. Yirmiyahu describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect him with an Amud HaBarzel in Yirmiyahu Perek Beis. Ula'oirer oisei adei zeh liyira pnimius. If a person takes that Yiras HaChitzonis, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this tremendous opportunity. What an awesome Yiras HaChitzonis. And he internalizes it, and here's the critical part. Va'az mikabloi be'ava v'nifter miyira chitzonis. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva, and the relationship becomes one of ava. This is a process that Chazal referred to of going from yira could be transformed in one moment into a tremendous ava. And I have to say that that moment racks up as one of the greatest moments of Avas Hashem. The feeling of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mamish created Anani HaKavod, the Amud HaBarzel that's described in Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, and true, the Yishuv is under still tremendous threat. And true, all of these miracles started with one of the greatest tsar, and that's why in this we can't forget it in the Bein HaMitzarim. This all started with the murder of three young men, three sons. But at the same time, if we could find to see in these miracles, transform the Yira HaChitzonis, and that's what the most awesome of all of Klal Yisrael's Nisim were all about, is that we went Mitzara L'Geula. Now the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu describes that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards Klal Yisrael for something that's very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reward Klal Yisrael for attaining tremendous madregos. Often we're not capable of that. But Koyamar Hashem Zacharti Lo Chesed Ne'uraich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding Klal Yisrael for its emunah and bitachon in living the miracle of being a seh betoch shivim zeivim. That we are a lamb that wants to be slaughtered by its enemies that are around it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you fulfilled, and whether religious or irreligious, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers who are Moser Nefesh, so that we should be in Arzeinu HaKdoisha. Zacharti lo chesed nu'rayich avas kulosayich lechteich acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zarua. Just like once upon a time we walked through the deserts and Anane HaKavod protected us because we followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'eretz lo zarua. I sit here in the old city of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh and think back to how this area was once at Eretz lo zarua. Think back where the miracle that I saw most clearly and one of my closest moments with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, along with the time where I saw my oldest son come back, Mamish Mehamesim, when my son, when he was 2 days old, as well as a year old, Pi Derech HaTeva, was not supposed to live. This moment of the Amud HaBarzel for me was the small reward I felt for Chesed Nu'rayich trying to come and to start in Eretz Yisrael. But I don't think it was my personal reward. I think it's a reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the entire Yishuv. And ultimately, what an awesome Kiddush Hashem for the entire world. Protection of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael is now a prototype in all military annals of the miracles of modern day warfare. They say that 1967, the Six-Day War, is not even truly studied to the point in which it becomes an asterisk that the period was so miraculous. Well, I don't know what the end of the story is going to be about the arrow missiles and the Iron Dome,
But at the end of the day, in the history of the world's military, the miracle of hundreds and hundreds of missiles that if you had told me 10 years ago when I made Aliyah that they'd be showering all over our country with the potential to destroy, I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, that they'd just be shot out of the air above our heads and we would just walk back into the car and pick up our wife and go home. That's the reward of Chesed Nu'rayach. That is a Yira HaChitzonius that could bring to tremendous Avas Hashem. Most of the time when I conclude a 10-minute Chassidus or Musar, so I try to speak in practical terms. This is just pure emotion. I don't have any practical Eitzes. I leave up for each Yach, and maybe that's the beauty of Chassidus. But keep in mind, this you saw that we could use a Yiras HaChitzonius, and we should use those small miracles in our lives. And every single one of us has had small miracles. Some of us, b'schus avos, have been zocha to great miracles. That is a tremendous opportunity to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'oz mekabloi be'ava. When these miracles happen, our tshuva is accepted be'ava, and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest be'ava. V'niftar miyura chitzaynis. And no longer is our avodas Hashem just one that's out of fear. This is what I've got to do. My relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a sense of responsibility. I have to be religious because that's the right thing to do. But it's a sense of, wow, I'm walking hand in hand with Kodesh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu zake us that we should continue to walk hand in hand with Kodesh Baruch Hu Baratzeinu HaKadosha. For those who their tafkid is to be in Chutz La'aretz, may they be zochet to see the small miracles and the large miracles in their lives, to be able to feel these dargos of avas Hashem that come in so many different ways, so many different parts of avodas Hashem, but also in the special things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, both above us and below us. V'al nisecho shebechol yoyim imanu.